We're going to begin today with Blackbird, and if you were not here last week, we added some dynamics, which happen on page 9. When we sing fly, both times we're doing a sforzando, which means we attack the note. This is in the rehearsal notes from last time. Attack with an accent, decrescendo, get softer, and then get louder. So it was working really well. We're doing that on page 11 for that fly. That's the second measure of page 11. And then I would like to do a decrescendo on measure 48. That's when we sing All Your Life. So we're going to fade that down just a little bit, which we didn't do last week, but let's see if we can do that. Cutting off still on beat 4. We'll fade off that note just a little bit. Okay, so let's see if we can do the whole.
We're not doing one on page. We're not doing the flying sforzando on 9.
We are. Yeah. That's 35 and 37. There's not always measure numbers there. Measures. 35 and
37. 47.
It's page 9. The flies. Oh, wrong piece. We're on Blackbird. No wonder you couldn't find it. And then on measures 22 and 24, we do sing fly there, but we're just going to do a crescendo with that. So it's a different dynamic there. So if you haven't marked that yet, we'll do a small crescendo on those flies, which they're naturally kind of growing in volume, but I just want to point that out as well. So that way we have some contrast in our flying. Watch this bird. We're getting that diphthong in there. So when we sing blackbird, bird, don't let that R get caught in there. Blackbird singing in the dead. Think of that English accent will really help you get that diphthong out of there. What was that? Oh, I thought something was good. Let's just do it from 28, please. So if you weren't here too, this is changed to an oo. We're starting at a mezzo piano, and then when we get to measure 32, which is down here, we're going to go a little bit louder to a mezzo forte. So let's try that. So one, two, ready. Thank you. good things are happening. We will keep adding details like this. I'm going to make sure that those are clear. Those dynamic levels are really nice. Last week, I felt like we were attacking it a little sharper and then adding more contrast. So I want to work that and get that back. Even if you feel like you're overdoing it, it's probably just right. Like directors give a note and say, I'd rather tell you to pull back than give more. So we'll see. Do we have a volunteer to do the solo? I wonder if anyone could just try that out, because I want to try something different with this. And I want to try the beginning a little more open and free, and then pick it up when everyone comes in. Do you want to try? Okay. Oh, 92, they have a quarter note at 92, which is rather fast, faster than I think what we're doing. In the original, I don't know if it was that fast. I like to hear the beginning kind of open and free. Blackbird singing. And not really pick it up until we all come in at 13. So we would go into tempo at measure 11. So you'll hear that instead of that. So let's try that with our new soloist. Not such a strong T in waiting. I don't want it to really go to waiting, but make it a little bit more casual so it's not so classical sounding. So somewhere in between, Americans would say, wait, I'm waiting. If you said to someone, I'm waiting, it sounds like you're upset about something. And do you know why Americans substitute D's for T's? There's a study on this. What? Did you say because they're lazy?
What should I
it's
say?
It's true. This study proved that it's so much more work to articulate those inner consonants that they've been dropped out and substitute for easier letters. So.
Wow. Well, and down south they say, I'm waiting on you. Mm-hmm. They're like, what? Not waiting for you?
What they say
in America,
I'm waiting
on you. Yeah. Yeah, it all depends.
Interesting. Okay. Questions, comments on this? I'm going to look at a couple things really quick and then we'll move on. Can we check in with our... Sorry, I say questions and comments and then keep talking. Yes?
45 to the end on the album. I'm not that bad.
Okay. Let's see where that is.
34.
That's top of 11?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, and that is 1, 2, 3, 4. Final phrase.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Good. Try this. What's that?
I just said that helps.
Yeah, try that one more time. Altos at 45. Ready, take. Ready, go. 11. Take these broken. Top of 11. So 1, 2, ready, go. Check this rhythm too. You is a 16th. You are only waiting for. It's starting to turn into a eighth note. So we want to check that rhythm to do ba 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 ba. Different than so take these broken wings and learn to fly. It's the rhythm there. Here it's you are only waiting for this moment to arise. So watch those 16th notes sneaking in there.
Yeah.
Let's go back just a little bit. I want to work on these tunes for a moment. Measure 13. So check in with a t, 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 t. And feel that hum as we sing these. So try to get a t for each one of these. At 13, let's just do the bottom two parts, part 3 and part 2. So, 1, 2, 3. Off. So watch that last one, it's just one beat. So beat 4 is empty there. And that should match up with the vocal line. Good. Sopranos, just flip this. This is going pretty well. Make sure the in is not getting too wide, but think tall. In. Easy for me to sing. But when you're up here, just touch that note. What we don't want is a, which is not happening, so I think we're good. Let's try that at 13 with all parts, adding back in the melody. And try to get it on each beat if you're doing part 2 or 3. So 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
you can see when we stop counting what happens in the song, because you gotta stay on it because it changes meter all the time. All right, very nice. I like working that level of detail. That's fun.